The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, number 39, brought to you by Songhenge, the online archive of free and legal Celtic music downloads. Find out more at songhenge.com. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was Hugh Morrison with Minor Reels from his CD, brand new CD, in fact, Under a Texas Sky. You can find him at hughmorrison.co.uk, and you can find that CD now on CD Baby. Well, it's been a couple weeks since last I posted a show, and I'm happy to say I am back for another show that I'd like to share with you. Lots of great music coming your way, and I think we're just going to dive right into that. First up is Three Quarter Ale with Made on the Shore. It's from their CD, Intertwined. You can find them at threequarterale.com.
Maid on the shore. After After many persuasions, they brought her on board. They seated her down in his chair. He invited her down to his cabin below. Farewell to all sorrow and care. Farewell to all sorrow and care. Was leaping for joy, oh. She sang it so sweetly, so soft and completely. She sang the captain and sailors to sleep, oh. The captain and sailors to sleep. She robbed them of jewelry, she robbed them of wealth. She robbed them of costly fine pharaoh. The captain's broadsword she used as an oar. She rowed her way back to the shore, shore, shore. She rowed her way back to the shore. So long. Again, I'm a maid on the shore.
Play on!
us to each the other. Swear to me your beating heart, here beside me never we part. Though the tears I follow behind, keep your love with mine. Standing proud with her lover beside, she was the image of the spring bright. Come, my love, he heard her say, smiling, dashing, leading away to the feast with her kith and kin, and the future they now behind, knew as before her spirit he'd find. She was the center of his world in spin, the anchor that steadied the clattering. Spin the world and raise the beat, watch the dancers weave and the ribbons meet. The maple turns like the heartstring ties, see her love echoed in his eyes. Together the soul shall roam ever on. Only they hear the echo of the song. The vow is made, the word so strong. Only they hear this song.
And that was Jennifer Tolan with Blessed in Red. That is from her CD, The Bardic Word. That's W-Y-R-D. You can find her at soundclick.com/ Jenna Tolan. That's J-E-N-N-E-T-H-T-O-L-L-I-N. Before that was Tocando el Air and that is from their CD On El Bosque Sin Retorno. It's an Argentinian band, and that was a tune called The Fairy Dance. And that CD actually is on CD Baby 2, which is kind of cool. Both of those, all three of those songs, yes. It's really cool because, you know, they're out of Argentina, so you don't get quite as much international music making their way to CD Baby, but I'm happy to say that more and more bands are doing just that because it is a fantastic resource for independent music. I'm putting out lots of music there myself. Just been working on a lot of CDs recently, including a new single and a love CD. Well, sort of. It's called A Tribute to Love, but you'll hear, I'm not going to actually probably be playing any of that on here because it's not really Celtic music. If you'd like to hear something a little bit more contemporary, you can check out that. For that matter, if you want to find out, hear some of those songs, I have a podcast, which is Mark Gunn's Irish Songs and More podcast. You can find a link at irish-song-lyrics.com, and I list a lot of the Irish songs as well as independent music that I put out. And I also have the Pub Songs podcast, which I'm way behind on, I know. I'll try to get one of those out in the very near future. But for now, we're going to play some more music. The next up is Circled by Hounds. This is a great traditional song called The Well Below the Valley. It's from their CD Chasing Our Tails. You can find them at circledbyhounds.com and the CD on CD Baby.
He said, young maid, you're swearing Ciao a tutti, sono Franco Bordoni, suono da solo e con The Light Spirit e ascolto spesso e con piacere la Irish and Celtic Music Podcast dall'amico Mark Gunn. Un abbraccio. Thank you.
is Tim Clancy, and I work down the mine. And up till the other night I got along fine. I went to an ale house myself to enjoy, and there I met Cushy, big Cushy McCoy. She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she make your head spin, for Cushy's in grand shape for the shape that she's in. Well, I asked her to dance, and she started with joy, took hold of my arm and swung me round like a toy. First up to the ceiling, then down to the floor, and the next thing I knew I was flying out the door. She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she'll make your head spin, for Cushy's in grand shape for the shape that she's in. Well, I shot to my feet and started running with joy, but fast on my heels was big Cushy McCoy. For 63 miles we ran through the night, and I never stopped running till she was out of sight. She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she'll make your head spin, for Cushy's in grand shape for the shape that she's in. Now I've told you my story and sung it as well, and if there's a moral, it's clear as a bell. If you dance with Big Cushy, there are two things you'll need. Well, a right leg and a left leg that can run with great speed. She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she'll make your head spin, for Cushy's in grand shape for the shape that she's in. She's a big lass and a bonny lass, and she'll make your head spin, for Cushy's in grand shape for the shape that she's in.
As you can see, we're going really traditional for the most part today. Next set, not so much, but that was Kennedy's Kitchen with Roger the Shrubber set from their CD, A Pocket Full of Lint. You can find them at kennedyskitchen.com, and I just had to play that because I was looking at the title and I said, oh, Roger the Shrubber, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and I love Monty Python, so I had to play that set, and it's a great set too, so great job, guys. Before that was the Irish Balladeers with Cushy McCoy. It's from their old CD, the Molly Malones. Still not available in regular distribution unless you're in Pennsylvania at the Banshee Pub in what I forget the name of the town where that's located right now. But nevertheless, there you go. Great little song. I just think it's fun, so I had to play it. Before that was Jamie Lavelle and Ashley Broder with Patty, Jenny, and the Boys. It's from their fantastic CD, Zephyr in the Confetti Factory. You can find them at jamielavelle.com and ashleybroder.com. Some news. Let me not forget. I keep forgetting. Don't let me forget. Okay. Vote in the Celtic Top 5. I want to hear what you think about this show. So at the end of the show, you pick your favorite song and tell me what it was by going to CelticMusicPodcast.com and voting for that song. That song will make it into the list at the end of the show where I do a tally of the top five requested songs for the past show. I got a nice little email from Rio, which I thought was kind of nice. Your podcast makes my work easier, my beer tastes better, and my life feel fuller. Thanks for taking the time. Thank you very much, Rio. That's a great quote. I don't know. It just fills me with something. The show is webcasted on Highlander Radio. You can find out more at CelticRadio.net. I do have a top of the charts report. A reserved word from Katie Finlayson regarding the top of the charts feature we did back in June. She noted that there was a nice hefty spike in sales on that day. It didn't seem to be enough to top the charts just yet, but it was our first shot, and we're going to try again on October 15th. I'll have more details coming in the next show, so keep your ears open. I also want to let you know that the Brobdingnagian Bards, my band, is doing our second tour of Ireland in 2008. We're going to be on tour led by John Wilmot of CelticWays.com. Keep refreshing the page on thebards.net /Ireland, and you can be the first to sign up for this tour. It's going to be a great tour around Ireland. It's going to cover the whole Ireland, the island too. So I'm really excited about what's going on here. John has put together a great itinerary, and it's going to be a great trip. So I hope you can join us on that trip for the Brobdingnagian Bards Tour of Ireland. Last, I do have some sad news, which you may have already heard by this time, but Tommy Macon, who sort of the godfather of Irish music, he passed away on August 1st, and I'm just now getting around to letting you know that. I want to thank Deirdre and many others who dropped me an email and reminded me to mention Tommy Makem. It is a great loss to the Celtic community, so he will be greatly missed. Back to the music. Next we have The Poison Dwarf from Needfire. It's from their CD, Waddles from the Sea. You can find them at needfire.com. That's needfyre.com.
Temple Bar, so full of boozers looking for the jar. Some folks they are in singing form, some others sit and stare, and there's a freak who's singing at the bar. From the hills of Connemara to the Wild Wild West of Clare, there's people celebrating everywhere. After 27 gins and 7 pints of stout, you're leaving a pub with applause. You fall face first on the floor. Well, here you are in Belfast town, down in McCarthy's pub. The boys from Connemara hit the bar. They never really stop to drink, they sing their songs away, and there's a bloke who's singing at the bar. From the hills of Connemara to the Wild Wild West of Clare, there's people celebrating everywhere. Well, after 27 gins and 7 pints of stout, you're leaning up with applause. You fall face first on the floor. Celebrating everywhere. After 27 gins and 7 pints of stout, you're leaving a pub with applause. You fall face first on the floor. The people stand in disbelief and no one says a word. How could he ever reach the open door? So drunk to hell, so blood red, I can't take it anymore. And singing Kitty Darling at the bar. From the hills of Connemara to the Wild Wild West of Clare, there's people celebrating everywhere. After 27 gins and 7 pints of stout, you're leaving a pub with applause. You fall face first on the 27 gins and 7 pints of stout, you're leaving a pub with applause. 27 gins and 7 pints of stout, you're leaving that pub with applause. You fall face first on the floor.
Okay.
So I'm on a different tour, but I listen to your podcast all the time.
And who are you?
I'm Brian Chafin. I'm from California.
And so you're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Dad and the Renaissance Fair Podcast.
On the Renaissance Festival, yeah. 2-1. Wow, yep. A whole mix of them. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yep. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. My father was a werewolf. He roamed the countryside. His fangs were long and sharp. His territory was wide. Along the way he sang his songs and sang them out of tune. He left a trail of tears and grief beneath the yellow moon. In a far-off village I heard he broke some hearts. I guess young hearts break easily in those foreign parts. Drunken friends, he has no fear, no shame and no remorse. There were burning bridges left behind and 100 broken doors. Come all you wankers, hear the story of the beast that stank. By me a whiskey and a beer, I'm not completely drunk. If you have loose change about you, ring those service bells. And if this story spooks your wits, I'll tell you something else. At a rampage, he encountered some old friends and left them lying in a pool of blood. This is where that story ends. When he came home next morning, he was all smile and charm. By the dirt under his fingernails, I knew he'd done some harm. My playground was a field of thorns behind a sandy hill. Grown-ups could not come there against the children's will. Haunted house stood on that field, all derelict and torn. I played there with the bones of the damned and the ghost of the forlorn. Come all you whackers, hear the story of the beast that stuck by me a whiskey and a beer. I'm not completely drunk. If you have loose change about you, ring those service bells. And if this story spooks your wits, I'll tell you something else. Inside my head and the blood rush in my veins. That girl is sweet beyond compare. She is my only one. But my father was a werewolf and I am a werewolf son. Yes, my father was a werewolf. That makes me a werewolf son.
Fun song is from a Finnish band called the Red Hill Rats. You can find them at redhillrats.net. The song, of course, is called My Father Was a Werewolf. It's from their CD Red Hill Rats Demo Session. And I don't know, I just... It doesn't have that hugely Celtic sound in that particular song. The CD actually has a lot of more traditional Celtic rock style stuff, but I just like that one. Because my father was a werewolf. I don't know. Don't ask. I've been sick for the past 2 weeks, pretty much. So, as you can hear by my hoarse throat. Before that was In Extremo with Liam from their CD Rose Spree. You can find them at inextremo.de. Before that was New Shilling with the Tam Lin set from their CD New Shilling. Find them at newshilling.com. And before that was the Kaylee Family with Fall Faced First. That's from their CD Tour Lou. And you can find them at kayleefamily.de. That's CEILIFAMILY.DE. A couple of final notes. The Victims of Irish Music CD is on CD Baby. This compilation in part benefits the Celtic Music, Irish and Celtic Music podcast. So please pick up your copy of this CD and help support the podcast. Second, I want to ask for a little favor if you could, and that is to drop a link to the podcast. You can find a list of banners on the website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And all I ask is, you know, go to your blog and say, hey, check out this cool podcast. It's a fun little ditty, and they got lots of great music. So if you could do that, I would be most appreciative. I've been thinking about doing a big promotional to get things really rolling with the podcast. But as I said, I've been sick and I haven't really thought as much about it. So I'm going to wait on the big push. But if anyone wants to help out in making that happen, let me know. You can always email me at mark@thebards.net. Next time, we'll have music from the Whiskey Bards, Patrick's Head, Catherine Duke, and Homeland. Find out more at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And please remember to support the artists that you enjoy. These artists provide their music freely to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and your support through your purchases, donations, or whatever you can greatly helps the podcast, and it greatly helps the artists. And that, of course, I consider most important, because these artists, you know, they put the blood, sweat, and tears in their music, plus lots of money. So, you know, anything that you can do to help these artists, and if you don't have money right now, drop them an email. Tell them how you found them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast and that you loved what you heard and that you're going to buy their music in the future. That's always nice. Let's go on to the Celtic Top 5. At number 5, we have Transparency by Strange Woods. Number 4, Caberloo by The Tribe. Number 3, The Fisherman by Beau Triplets. Number 2, Dedication by Claire Roche. And the number 1 song in the Celtic Top 5 for show number 36, since we didn't do one for show 37, was Emerald Rose with Donald McGillivray. It's from their CD, Celtic Crescent. You can find them at emeraldrose.com, and you can buy that CD on CD Baby. That's all the time we have for today. Hope you enjoy your coming fall here. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Chickenhood, Larry Morris, Mr. Regimental Clyde Gilbert. I am Logan Sullivan, and we are Emerald Rose. Safe journey home. Thank you all for coming out tonight. We'll see you next time.